Jesus.
Somebody say, no way.
It is Jesus, the Lamb upon the throne. Talking about Jesus, the Lamb who was slain. It is Jesus, the Lamb upon the throne. Tell me, how can I turn my back on Jesus? It is Jesus, the Lamb upon the throne. I'm talking about Jesus, the Lamb who was slain. It is Jesus, the Lamb upon the throne. Tell me, how can my back on Jesus.
Amen.
Anamacho imaragi kamwe arifasu giwe. Nachi neke nana ana macho imaragi uru ini kambeji we uru chimula wanu mihemgeji we uru chimula. Agameji aja,
aja dilima.
Agameji ntu,
uswa dilima.
Agameji
bam bam,
aha
bam bam na cha cha ra. Ewo
agameji obimu,
we buru chimu lo.
Ini kamgeji,
we buru chimu lo.
Agameji aja,
aja gilima.
Agameji ntu,
uswa gilima.
Agameji
bam bam,
aha
bam bam na cha cha ra. Ewo
agameji obimu,
oburu chimulo.
Agameji
obimu,
oburu chimulo. Jaya
mama.
Olo man kechi muni
rebumo,
uru yebumo, jara chimu
mama.
Akan kechi muni
rebumo,
fere yelu, jara chimu
mama.
Ugun kechi muni
rebumo,
jere yozi, vaya mama.
Obimo,
jere yozi, jaya
mama.
Agameji obimu, buru
yulo,
jara ya mama.
He gave the water, and it was not from the well.
Oh, Jesus,
he gave the water, and it was not from the well.
Oh, Jesus,
he gave the water, and it was not from the well.
Oh, Jesus,
he gave the water, and it was not from the well.
Oh, Jesus,
he gave the water, and it was not from the well.
Oh, Jesus,
he gave the water, and it was not from the well.
Oh, Jesus,
he gave the water, and it was not from the well.
Oh, Jesus,
he gave the water, and it was not from the well.
Oh, Jesus,
he gave the water, and it was not from the well.
Oh, Jesus,
he gave the water, and it was not from the well.
Oh, Jesus,
he gave the water, and it was not from the well.
Oh, Jesus,
he gave the water, and it was not from the well.
To the heavens, I declare this louder than anyone around you. Oh God, arise!
Oh God, arise!
Oh God, arise!
Oh God, arise!
And let my story change. For the best. Can you say that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, let our blood arise. Masaka Parabo Santenda Kayaba Ribosopende Kayabo Santenda Kayaba. Naraboko sente yaboko shende rabasanta yaba. Let my story change. Aha.
Ben.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Name for Jesus, like that. Yeah.
This next prayer I want you to pray.
Adura to kan ti mo fe ke gba yi.
is for so many people here.
O wa fun opolopo eniyan bi
who know inside them.
Ti won mo ninu won.
That if things had worked normally for them.
Te bo ba je nkan lo dede fun won ni
they will not be in the position they are now.
Awon ni sini ko ta won wa bayi.
Pray these prayers.
E gbadura yi
from your heart.
Lati inu okan yin.
Every power.
Be gbagbara
that has made covenants.
To ti damajemu
to pull me back.
Lati fa mi sayin.
Can you say that loud and clear?
Oyi be lo rara.
Can you shout it louder than anyone else? Asoka pandera barabo sanda. You are a liar.
E konya.
In the name of Jesus. Deal with that power.
Deal with that power. No.
If the covenant is to pull you back, destroy the covenant.
If you
destroy the covenant, it's a liar.
Then
yes. I refuse to be pulled back. Yes. Jesus' name we pray.
Lord Jesus, Lord God, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, no.
Sister, say this after me.
And you're not believing me, telling me.
If I have been disconnected, from my socket of glory,
Lord, if you go me,
can I have the sister shout this loud and clear? Oh God, Allah,
oh Lord, did you
reconnect me?
Kofi dame pada sibe.
I want all the sisters who want mighty blessings.
Ubeti gbogbo awon arabirin to nfe egbogun nla.
And the God of the suddenly so alive for them. To shout the prayer points loud and clear. Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters.
Go to the jungle, Lila.
Do you believe the Lord can do it?
So
open your mouth and pray. Reconnect me.
So in the name of Jesus,
I pray you. Let me be reconnected. Let me be reconnected.
Let me be reconnected.
Masikaya bo shendera bo kosentendera baraba. Naribo sukunde bo ya bo shendera baraba. Yes. Open our eyes and reconnect me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
May we call Jesus God of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's your Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
May we call Jesus God of God.
In Jesus' name we pray.
May we call Jesus God of God.
As someone here this morning, the enemy placed a coffin on your head. You had that kind of dream. And they asked you to be carrying about the coffin. This is your first time here. It's your first time here. The power of God is coming upon you where you are. And the coffin of darkness on your head
has
been broken to pieces. And you shall not die but live. To declare the works of God. Thank you, Jesus. Before you sit down, you now pray this one. Say it like a bulldozer.
We buy the kata kata.
The blessing power of the Holy Ghost.
Agbara kata kata ti emi mo.
Clear the way for me.
Lana for me.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That is bulldozer power.
Clear the way, clear the way,
clear the way.
Clear the way.
Thank you, Jesus.
That
is bulldozer power. Clear the way.
Clear the way.
Jesus name we pray.
Name of Jesus, Abba.
Someone is here.
Any company?
Your own mother before she died. Issued a curse on you.
Of your
that you will never marry. But the Lord sees your heart. It is true that you offended that mother. When you get home today, get on your knees and ask for forgiveness. And the curse shall be lifted away. Wonderful God, we thank you for this morning. I will praise your holy name for bringing us here. We thank you for your love and your care. And for your loving kindness. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. And so this morning, open our understanding. Teach us directly from your feet. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Before we go into the Word of God for today, which is really a military strategy I like to carry out within 1 week. Let me just make a short announcement. Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
When we're planning the convention for this year, we did not know that the kind of response we're going to get
will
be as tremendous as we're getting now. Everywhere I went all over the world, people were planning to fly in massive numbers. At least I know that in our church in Paris alone, about 100 persons want to get into the plane and come. And the same thing all over the world. We now see that we need to go back to our table and plan our strategy properly. Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
So why we keep collecting our convention offering? The November date may not hold. So that we can plan properly. Raise enough money. Do everything that is to be done at the prayer
sitting.
Our intention is to clear more ground at the
place.
Grade the floor and tie it properly so that cars can move easily without slipping or without getting into bombs.
We
want to widen some of the roads at the back of the presidency so there can be more exits. I want to make sure there is enough accommodation for all who will come inside, and that will cost us more money.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
So while we keep giving our offering, the November date may not hold. To be quite honest with you,
that less otoro.
It may even become next year. Unless, of course, you receive a troubling of the waters today.
Lonely.
And you bring the GO a check of
500
million.
The million of God man.
Then it will hold.
We were actually
in November. Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
And we also want to have at least a landing space for helicopters at the press city.
As it will be a place
so there are so many things we need to put in place. There's no point in bringing in the crowd when you know they will suffer. Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
If you don't agree with me, just bring money, that's all. Today,
Loni,
we're looking at a topic which is really a teaching. But I would like you to carry out this Jericho operation in your house before next
Sunday.
Just find time for it. Wherever you are living, carry it out there. This will usher us into greater breakthroughs. I'm looking at what I call spiritual house sanitation. Spiritual house sanitation. In the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 7,
Deuteronomy
verse 26. Deuteronomy
7:26.
Are you there? Bow down your heads, beloved, and speak to the Lord like this. Let my habitation reject evil visitors in the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy
7:26.
Neither shall thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. There are things you can bring into your own house that will put a curse on you. Neither shall thou bring any abomination into thine house, lest thou bring a cursed thing like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it. And thou shalt utterly avoid. For it is a cursed thing. The emphasis there is thine house.
That
is, something could be brought into a house that will cause you trouble. Let's go to the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 7.
Joshua,
the children of Israel have been having victory until somebody took something. And what he took caused trouble for the whole nation. Joshua chapter 7.
Joshua,
from verse 11.
That is a couple.
Israel had sinned.
Israel, it is there.
And they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them.
What is the banaje mu mi je ti mo pa lase fun won?
For they have even taken of the accursed thing.
Ani won ti mu ninu ohun iyasoto ni.
And have also stolen.
Won si jale.
And dissemble also.
Won si se agabagebe pelu.
And have put it even among their own stuff.
Ani won si fi sinu eru won.
Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies.
They
turned their backs before their enemies because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you anymore. Except you destroy their curse from among you. There are things you can bring into your house, and the presence of God shall be shifted away. There are things that you can put in your locality, and spiritual elevation will be very difficult. There are things that can be present inside the house, and there will be a closed heaven over that house. Several years back, I was a diplomat. Who went out to represent Nigeria and came back to this nation and brought all kinds of decoration, artwork from all kinds of places, and used it to decorate his house. But immediately they got inside that house, one sickness to the other, one sickness to the other, problems and troubles. Somebody now told us, many years ago, so we went there to go and pray inside the house. As we said, Father, in the name of Jesus, the Lord said, son, don't worry yourself. There is no problem here, except that they have some materials they have to destroy. And the man had carvings of vulture, carvings of frogs. There was a carving there of a frog with a woman riding that frog. So we said, sir, we cannot pray here. We need to destroy things here. Say what? So we need to destroy things.
So
no. How could you destroy this beautiful work of art?
No.
So we took our Bibles.
As it did really to
so then, we must go away. So you mean you won't pray? What is to be prayed about? The person we are to pray to said there is a problem. So we started going.
He
started crying. And I come back. It's okay. Let me give you a proposal. Let us set fire on this one with the frog. And see what happens. It's just one, you have many of them. Say no. Why don't you pick the vulture one?
Say
no, let's do the frog. So we set, anointed that thing, set fire on it.
Beloved,
we're not sleeping, we're watching it. From inside that fire,
Latin, no.
Indian music began to come out.
Only Awara India.
Come out. He said, sir.
Only Alaga.
Who is singing?
Standing for
me. Sir. That place. So what?
Only Kenla.
Ah. Okay. Check the venture. Check everything.
Everywhere.
So no, it's not everything. We take the ones we should take. Do you know that immediately those things were destroyed? No one visited the hospital again. This generation is sometimes laughable. This generation is like the fellow who came into his bedroom and he looked under the bed and he found a man under that bed. And he looked at the man under the bed. So, excuse me, sir. I hope you are not an arm robber. And he just slept back. Well, just like that. Close your eyes again. Every habitation of darkness. My house is not your candidate. Habitations. Speak to your habitations. In Jesus' name we pray. Now it is a hard fact that there could be possessions inside your home right now that may be a serious spiritual threat to you and your family. There may be things buried under that house to which you are completely unaware, which may be a threat to you and your family. There are some houses
when you move in, you hardly bring out anything. It swallows. Many are living day and night in spiritually dirty and spiritually polluted houses. The scriptures we've read this morning shows that you could suffer for bringing materials into your home that defy the atmosphere. You will suffer if there are possessions in that house that gives the enemy a legal right to afflict you or your family. Ants are attracted to sugar. Ants are attracted to honey. Demons are attracted to darkness. Immediately, Achan took that Babylonian garment and brought it in. Problems
happen.
I pray that the Lord will open our eyes. There are many, many things we do not understand. There are many, many things that the enemy is using to cage us. So understand this fact. The second fact you should understand is that physical objects can carry spiritual power, whether negative or positive. That Babylonian garment carried an evil power and it led to defeat. According to Acts of Apostles chapter 19, handkerchiefs and aprons from the body of Paul carried positive power. According to James 5:14, prayer could be said on anointing oil, and the oil would carry spiritual power. If you read the book of Numbers 2, you read about the brass serpents of Moses. Whosoever looked on that thing would be saved. It carried the power of deliverance. So physical objects can carry both negative or positive spiritual power. The third point I want you to understand is this. There are things the Lord does not want us to possess. Doesn't want it in our possession at all. In Deuteronomy chapter 4,
Deuteronomy orikeri,
Deuteronomy chapter 4,
Deuteronomy orikeri,
verse 15.
Ese ikaro dinogun.
Take ye therefore good deed unto yourselves.
Ki ni torino ke yin ki o ma ki esara yi gidi gidi.
For ye saw no manner of symmetry on the day that the Lord spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of fire. Lest ye corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the symmetry of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any wind fowl that flies in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. Unless thou lift up thy eyes unto heaven, when thou sayest the sun and moon and the stars, even all the hosts of heaven,
should us be driven to worship them and serve them. Which the Lord thy God hath divided unto all nations, He doesn't want us to have certain things. The fourth fact you should understand that inanimate objects crafted by human hands can be used to communicate with darkness. Inanimate objects crafted by the hands of men can be used to communicate with darkness. We don't understand this most times. That's why sometimes the mountain of fire will preach some messages on total avoidance of certain things. Daniel Olukoya does not drink alcohol. Therefore, you cannot poison Daniel Olukoya with alcohol. Because he does not drink it. But if you are drinking little by little, the enemy will use it against you. The next point I want you to understand. Polluted possession can separate us from God's purposes, from God's protection, from God's power. Therefore, we must aggressively rid ourselves of polluted objects. Please, I want you to understand this very well. There is a power relationship between your destiny and your environment. A lot of backwardness can be traced to our foundational house. Many foundational or present houses are habitations of demotion. Habitation of backsliding, backwardness, poverty, death, and tragedy.
Search.
By the time they searched, they found in some hidden rooms there materials of those past owners who were still there. The day they threw out all these things, there was instant progress in that place. Carry out a spiritual inventory. Anything you are not sure of, it is better to avoid it. Instead of, it is better to be careful than to be sorry later. 5. You must get rid of the polluted materials. Burn them. After anointing them. That's the next thing to do. And then the next thing to do is to renounce the enemy and its habitation in that house. Renounce the enemy. Renounce his habitation in that house. And then the next thing to do is to now consecrate your life and your property to the glory of God. Consecrate your life and your property to the glory of God. And go from room to room and carry that out. So what is expected of you within the next 1 week? That you must
find time and carry out.
The brother, why you go to she?
Get yourself a bottle of anointing oil.
What you go ororo adura
and anoint wherever you are.
Go to see you. You be your utuwa.
This is what to do.
When you
get your bottle of anointing oil,
in that ororo adura,
take your Bible.
Oh, baby,
go to the Psalm 91 that we read this morning.
Read
it in all the rooms, all the rooms. While anointing the place, I'm praying this single prayer point. I break every negative energy present in this house. I break every negative energy present in this house. You take your bottle of anointing
oil. It's a
you take your Bible. You move into the center of the room. You read your Psalm 91.
Once
the room from the door, then pray the prayer. I break every negative energy in this house in the name of Jesus. If you have many rooms, it means you have plenty of work to do. The rooms include the kitchen, beloved. It includes the toilets and the stores. It includes the garage. To carry out this activity in all the places. Many will be pleasant. Your bottle of anointing
oil.
Your Bible. Read the Psalm 91.
Stand
in the center of that room. Then anoint the place. Then pray the prayers.
Like
break every negative energy that is operating in this house. Break that one to your satisfaction. Go to the next room and see what the Lord will do. If you understand what I'm saying, shout hallelujah. You need to carry this out before next Sunday. Let's rise up on our feet now. All eyes closed. We are going to send some prayer arrows
out there
to the habitation where we live.
See,
all these teachings, including that of Wednesday and today, and that of next Wednesday, is targeted at making all members of the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry possess the totality of their possessions.
So
and I want this to be very clear to you, that the prophecy of God on members of this fellowship is that the Lord will make them head and not tail. And that they will be the richest Christians around. So these procedures we have been teaching since Wednesday. So enable people possess that possession. Sometimes when the enemy cannot catch you outside, he waits for you at home. David defeated Goliath at the war front.
Immediately
the devil saw that he had been defeated at the war front.
He
quickly ran back home and prepared the women.
And
the problem of David started. All eyes closed.
That power
of secret oppression.
in my house.
Can
you say that loud and clear? Make it louder than that. Make it even louder than that. Yes. Die in the name of Jesus. Yes. Speak to the house that you live in now. So that the power of God can appear there and do great things. Masikala Boshenderaba. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus, Abadura.
This next prayer we're going to pray now.
I don't know how to pray this.
There is somebody here who will get to after this prayer.
And
you'll be amazed at the secret things the Lord will reveal about where you are living.
Iyalenu nla ni yo je ohun ti awon asiri ti Oluwa yo tu fun nipa ibi to
nbe. Every hidden robber.
Gbogbo olosia to farasin
in the foundation of my house. Can you say that loud and clear? Release my virtues by fire. In the name of Jesus. Release my virtues by fire. That's right. Command you to release your virtues by fire. This is not the time to negotiate. That's right. Yeah. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus, la badura.
As we are praying this prayer, take your mind back to that place where you are living.
Because
that's, we are still coming back to our family house. Let's deal with where we are living presently now. You shout this loud and clear. Make this a violent prayer. Every owner of evil, in the name of Jesus. That's right. Carry your load, carry your load.
Very well, very well.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Masikaya Boshendera Bokora Basante. Ribos upon the Kahosita. Ribos upon the Kayabo Shenteraba. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory for Jesus, Nagbadura.
Maybe you have lived in various houses all your life.
You
shout this loud and clear. My past habitations. If you have stolen from me. Can you say this loud and clear? Make it louder than that, beloved. Release my property by fire. In the name of Jesus. Let it be released. My past habitations. stolen from me. Release it. You must release. Yes, you must release them. Whatever you are stolen. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory for Jesus, la gadura.
Any evil power,
agbara ibi,
that any evil visitor,
ti alejo kalejo buburu,
has dropped in my house.
Ti jusile nile mi.
Can you say that loud and clear?
Ewipe, lorara.
Can you say it with only anger? In the name of Jesus. Something is up already. That's right.
Then
Masakataya Boshenda. Can you walk out? Any evil visitors got in Jesus' name we pray.
Glory for Jesus, la gbadura.
If you are like me,
o ba je mi ni re ni,
who has lived in police barrack before,
ewe ti mo ti gbe barrack olopari,
your prayer should be more aggressive.
O ye ka dura re o lagbara ju bayi lo.
You've lived in all kinds of environments before. Thousands and thousands of all kinds of people. Let your prayer be very aggressive now. Every spell, praised on my life. From my past habitations.
Let it be me tell.
Can you say this loud and clear? Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Scatter the spell. Scatter this spell. Yes.
Step.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory for Jesus.
Beloved, many things are happening here. Many things are happening here. Aha.
Then.
The house where I was born. Can you shout this loud? Lose your hold upon my placenta. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Hold up on my
Look at what is taking place. Yes.
Ben.
Look at what is taking place. Thank you, Jesus. Ten things have just happened. As a result of this prayer, we just prayed.
There
are some people here that have been suffering from sleeplessness. That yoke is broken now. There are some people here too
have
been aroused by the spirit of death. That yoke has been broken too. Some people here, in that place where they are living, their dream life is a battlefield. That battle has ended now. There are people here too. You have this very bad medical report. The arrow that was fired against you has now been destroyed. Also, as a result of the prayers you pray just now, there's some places some people are living. Marriages never work in that house. But the Lord has declared that your case will be different. As a result of the prayers we're praying now, some that are living in places that have been swallowing their virtues, the Lord will open fresh doors unto them. 10 things have happened just now. More things are yet to happen. Get yourself ready now. As we pray these last 3 prayers, pray it with boiling anger. The door that has refused to open. Because of my habitation. Open my fire. In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Open that.
Yes. Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus, Agadura. Then,
Goliath in my habitation.
Goliath in the people, baby.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Yes, in Jesus' name we pray.
Glory for Jesus, Agbadura.
Say, water of Mara.
Omi Mara.
Can you shout the loud and clear?
If you go the low, Rara.
In my habitation.
Nibi bugbe mi.
Dry up.
Burn.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. Command it to dry up. It must dry up. It must dry up. In the name of Jesus. It must dry up. In the name of Jesus. The water of Mara in my habitation. Dry up. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Maseta ni kandera bosande.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Raise
your two hands to the Lord. Raise your two hands to the Lord. And pick a song of praises in your mouth. Sing it loud and clear. For what the Lord has done for you today. Great is His Lord, forever the same. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are the Lord. That is a moment we never shall glory with anyone. We never shall glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. Sing it out again.
You are the Lord, that is your name.
Yes.
We will never shall glory with anyone. We never shall glory with anybody. Almighty God. And begin to pronounce the blessings of God upon your head. Bless your head with all kinds of blessings. Declare that it shall be well with you. That shame and insanity, they are not your lot. Your head shall be lifted up.
above the
enemies round about
you.
And it shall be head and not tail.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Pray this one prayer before we go. In this month of September, I shall laugh last over my enemies. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. I shall laugh last. In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence. I have a word from the Lord to somebody here. Amen.
Amen.
I have a word from the Lord for somebody here. This person is facing the biggest project in his life. But listen, brother. There is somebody trying to lure this person into adultery. If you cooperate with that sinner, that will be the end of this greatest breakthrough facing
you.
So you better take your stand. Thank you, Jesus. There is also somebody here too. I have a word for you. Presently now, you came here asking the Lord for powerful breakthroughs. And the Lord gave you that breakthrough. But right now you are doing something in your house which may make the Lord to withdraw the breakthrough. What you are doing in that house, yourself, your wife, you are in seriously engaged in alcoholic consumption, which you shouldn't do. You better repent quickly. And remember, you get home from this service, throw away all those bottles of alcohol you have been
drinking.
Let us share the grace of
God. God, you must show your faith. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Seven glorious hallelujah.